Live from your neighborhood, it's the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
And we are live at Andrew's Diner here in Fairfield. And joining us now, the superintendent of schools, Michael Testani, is back. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Melissa. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. I saw, and I think I put it in my news, if I can remember what I did this morning, that the town passed their budget, actually, earlier this week. And specifically, it sounded like they went over budget or what they had proposed at first, because they needed to make up some of the education costs. What did you think of all of that? What's happening in the Fairfield schools realm?
So there was initial asks that were reduced, but we did end up, I think, in a pretty good place. We still have a small budget gap to close, but we'll be able to manage that. And we're grateful to all the support, especially of all our parents and teachers who came out to support the budget and advocate on our behalf. So we're really excited about that's in the backdrop now, and we can focus on ending the school year on a positive note and all the fun things that happen in May and June in our schools.
I know. I can't believe the school year is already coming. I have a six-year-old, as you know, and I all the end of the year things are happening, and I look at the calendar. I'm like, yep, this is about right. We're really down to, what, 5-6 weeks, not even, left of the school year.
24 days, but who's counting?
Not the superintendent of schools, that's for sure. I mean, what if you look back on just this last year or in the time that you've been superintendent in Fairfield, what stands out to you in you know, highlight as far as, you know, schools are concerned in the town?
Well, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. It's Nurse Appreciation Week. So really the commitment and the dedication of our staff really stands out to me. We have great kids who come to school every day, eager to learn. Excited, and we try to keep that fire burning and encourage them to try new things and get involved in sports and music and the arts. It's just a vibrant school community, and we're very grateful for all the people that we have that support our children every day. So happy Teacher Appreciation Week, happy Nurse Appreciation Week. Our school administrators, last week was Principals Day. I mean, just a great time to celebrate the last few weeks of school, culminating with graduation day.
And we were just talking to one of your high school English teachers earlier in the show. And let's talk about, what we're seeing. Something that really stood out that Mick had said was that Fairfield, interestingly enough, has the highest rate of teachers who work in the district also living here in the state. That's a pretty impressive statistic to share. Why do you think that is? Why do you think teachers like being in Fairfield? I mean, you specifically wanted to be in Fairfield as superintendent.
And I live in Fairfield as well.
Yeah.
But I did not realize until I took the job that we had over 30% of our staff that live in town. But I think that's just a testament to the great schools that we have here, great programs. Parks and Rec and the town provide a lot of other supplementary learning and activities for kids. It's a great place for families to come and learn and grow. As I said, through the budget process the last couple of years since I've been here, people don't come here for the nightlife. They come here for the schools and for all the activities for kids. So I think that's just a testament to having great schools that people want to have their kids in the buildings they work in.
I mean, it's why we moved to Fairfield, the Sheck family, I could say.
Yep.
I was born and raised in Stanford. My mom, a registered nurse down at the Stanford Hospital there, and we moved up here specifically for my brother's education, who is special needs.
Yep.
And that was over 30 years ago. So certainly I think a lot of families agree with that. Do you feel like it's still as strong? You know, we know right now the up at the legislature, they are talking a lot about education, special education especially. Do you feel like you guys are in a good place, paraprofessionals especially, in what we're seeing with shortages? Do you feel like Fairfield's in a good place?
We are. I think we've been committed. The Board of Education has been committed to compensating our paraprofessionals, our teachers, appropriately to make sure that we can retain high-quality teachers and support staff. We've seen very little turnover in the last 2 years, which is great. I think everyone experienced after COVID an exodus of some of our older, more seasoned veterans that decided to not come back, but we've stabilized that here in Fairfield. We've had just normal attrition through retirements, but We've been lucky enough. We get a lot of people that want to come work in Fairfield. They understand that it's a good school system. And to your point, we provide high-quality services to kids with special needs. We pride ourselves on building good programs to make sure kids can stay in their neighborhood schools.
And again, we have the superintendent here, Mike Testani. We were talking about this very briefly with Mick a few minutes ago, but the cell phones. You and I have talked about that on the show before.
Yes.
How did this year go? Because you and I talked in the beginning of the school year when there was a real push for cell phone policies and everything, but Fairfield had sort of already had things in place. How what is the feedback you're getting from, especially the high schools? I'm wondering.
Yeah, we do a pretty good job, I think, just in our daily management of cell phones. But the Board of Ed is passing policy that will ban cell phones bell to bell for K through 8.
Really?
Yep. And I think our next step is to just continue that through high school at some point. We know there's a crisis out there in how our students and our children are addicted to the phones and social media and all the things that go along with it. So I think, we really need to take the next step at some point. I know some parents are really, when they hear that, will be applauding. And there'll be others that will not be supportive of it. But I think we do have enough data and research on this that we need to do something.
This is the second time in this show alone I've heard bell to bell. So you mean as soon as the kids walk in the door, phones are gone, they don't get it back till the final bell of the day?
Well, they put it away or not have it at all.
Got it.
You know, and I think that's one of the things as we try to see how other districts, and I know the state of New York has gone to, the governor in New York has made a legislation to and had that passed that will ban it in all public schools.
Mm.
And I know there's support of that in other places, especially some of our parents here.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, as I always say, this is a partnership. It's not just a school responsibility. I think it's a partnership with families.
Yeah.
And we need parents to also be responsible and help support children at home with less technology as well.
Superintendent of Schools, Mike Testani, always appreciated. Have a wonderful rest of your school year.
Thank you.
24 more days to be exact.
24 more days to be exact.
Enjoy it and then enjoy the summer and continue to come on the show. I always love chatting with you.
I love being here and thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. That is Superintendent of Schools here in Fairfield, Michael Testani, and you are listening to the WICC Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. We are at stop number 2 in Fairfield at Andrew's.